fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Dime Store Halo, that's julienewmark.com if you want to download that track. Beautiful song bringing us in. Is your hectic lifestyle making you malnourished? Are you so busy you forget to eat? Or when you eat, is actually, it's not just what you eat, what you assimilate. That's what we always say to our patients. So even if you are eating, do you think that that's getting into your bloodstream and wrapping into around your cells and getting into your cells and giving them proper nutrients? Do you feel run down? Do you feel really bloated after you eat? Do you generally eat while driving through a place? That might be one of your tips. Is your hectic lifestyle making you malnourished? I went through this when I was in residency. Whatever I ate, I would just bloat it up. So I lost a bunch of weight because I kind of just stopped eating. It would only run me down because I wasn't absorbing anything. Holly, when we look at big underlying causes of why our country's so sick, this has got to be one of the top things, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I start laughing because I think about California's law to you can't use cell phones, which I don't think cell phones should be allowed in any cars anyway. I mean, I think it's just I'm a motorcycle rider, and I got to tell you, I see people, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this person is actually coming into my lane. I wonder what they're doing. They are on their phone. But anyways, I see people on their phones, mm-hmm. but I also see people doing so many other things, shaving, putting on their makeup, and absolutely eating. But you know, that one of the, you know, those are really amazing points that you brought up as far as like, hey, you know, you are what you eat. That was an old washed up mm-hmm. slogan. It is you are what you absorb. It is you are what you assimilate. You've got to have that really nice, calm, digestive place to really work on that food that you take in. And it's supposed to be part of your parasympathetic, like, hey, this is just a time where but guess what? I think the hecticness also, besides lack of appetite, besides forgetting mm-hmm. to eat when we eat, I think the other thing that's going on is we're getting into something that I call stress-induced nutrient depletion, meaning when we are so completely stressed out, it is absolutely amazing. And I want to bring up this point. You know, if we had, I think, a more natural relationship with our stressors, it was kind of like Hans Seeley, his work in the 40s. We'd have a stressor, our brain, whether it was real or perceived, our brain would actually mount a response. And there are a lot of hormones involved in all of your neurotransmitters, getting cortisol out, epinephrine, norepinephrine, ACTH, mm-hmm. you name it, to get you basically at the end of the day, your body, no matter what you're doing, it feels like it's running from a bear, right? So then we would mount this response. The stress would be mitigated. We would get into this wonderful, healthy period of adaptation and then recovery. And what I've noticed in my clinical practice and certainly in my own family's life, we are not getting into recovery. We don't have any time to replete those nutrients that were needed to build up all of the hormones and all of the neurotransmitters to tell our body, go, 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 you're in danger, go. Would you agree?
No, I would agree with that. We just sort of kept combining and combining and combining. Like a lot of my classmates after medical school had some time and they went and they healed up. I went right into residency. I didn't let myself do it. And I paid the price. I mean, I really paid the price and I'm still in a way paying that price. You said a lot of terms in there that I want to sort of look at here. One thing you said is parasympathetic, sympathetic. Can you give us a little more detail on that?
Absolutely.
You mean by that?
Okay. Yeah, so when we're thinking about our sympathetic nervous system, these are two parts of the autonomic nervous system, parasympathetic and sympathetic. When we're thinking about sympathetic, that's that fight or flight. That's our stressor, mm-hmm. right? That is where right. we are completely on all day, one thing or another. Parasympathetic is the opposite of that. It's where you can rest and relax and repair. And I think it's really important, once again, to have a balance of both.
And what better doctors are doing, you know, naturedoctor.com. In the California Naturopathic Doctors Association, naturedoctor.org. I was close. Naturedoctor.org and things is, look, we're not going to go back to the 40s and 50s. Those days just aren't going to happen. It's going to be some new version of it.
You mean I'm not going to like run because I'm afraid that the locusts are coming to get my crops? And that was like my only stressor besides maybe getting pregnant or moving of that, you know, that year. That's not going to happen.
That'll happen as soon as I come home and you're baking me a pie. That's going to happen about the same time in there. The pigs will be flying in and we'll be ice skating and you know where. But we have to find new techniques in order to be able to handle our stressors, because this hectic lifestyle, it's part of that quality versus quantity of life. We might live longer, but our brains will be depleted. So we're looking at cognition problems. Our muscles will deplete from minerals and nutrients it needs. So we lose muscle mass. It's all those things that are our biggest nightmare. We're going to lose if we don't do this. How do you, when you're sitting across from your patients, they're like, well, I don't have time to relax. I mean, how do you counter that?
Okay, so one of the biggest things that I always say, it's not going to be about quantity, it's going to be about quality. So there's two things I think is really important in combating stress-induced nutrient depletion, okay? It's SIND, stress-induced nutrient depletion, meaning it's induced mostly by the amounts of stressor and we're not getting in to recover. We can't replete those nutrients. So one is being able, and when I say it's not quality, it's quantity, getting into parasympathetic every single day. I have a gentleman who's in my practice, and he works on the East Coast, but he lives on the West Coast. So by the time that he wakes up and turns on his gadgets, he's got like 8,492 emails to deal with, and it completely was stressing him out. Like he basically got shot out of a cannon every single day of his life. And so what we've been working on, not quantity, it's the quality. He takes what we call a power pause. So he remembers what is really important. He reminds himself of his family, kind of like, don't sweat the small stuff. Hey, remember, it's all small stuff. And he sets his intention. He started to only be able to do it for 5 seconds before he got on his devices. He's worked up to 5 minutes now. That's amazing for him. He can actually have more control over that. So getting into quality parasympathetic time each mm-hmm. and every day. And for everybody, it's different. It's where you unburden. For me, anytime I'm outside or with the wildlife, it's like I can even seeing a bird on the wire sometimes is good enough for me. And then the second thing you have to do is make sure if you are under a tremendous amount of stress where you know you're not getting into recovery, there are simple nutrients that you can add to your daily regime. Vitamin C, a water-soluble vitamin, very heavily concentrated in our adrenal glands, which are stress glands. Mm-hmm. And so 1,000 milligrams, you can start maybe 1,000 milligrams twice a day, work up to 3 times a day. B vitamins as well, especially B5, very concentrated in your adrenal glands. And you can definitely then on intention replete those nutrients that you know are being depleted by stress.
Yeah, and what you're doing there is what I talk a lot about, is that we have to counter our stress. And it's we have to, number one, recognize, okay, I'm going through divorce. I have 1,000 emails in the morning. When is my big times of stressors? It's when I'm waking up and all of a sudden getting hammered. Single moms know this. They wake up and they are behind already because, you know, right. Schools and all that. So then they got to go to their job and they're living those 2 or 3 jobs, you know, kind of as one job. But it's about countering that form of stress. You brought up a very interesting thing that I really am going to steal from you, as I steal all of your Hollyisms, is find your unburdened place. I love the find your unburdened place. And yes, replacing the nutrients and all that. I like green powders. Green powders have fiber in them. They have vitamins and stuff. They can taste
good. Chock full of nutrients, nutrient dense.
Your nutrient dense. There you go. Your power plant, nutrient dense, all that kind of stuff. So I like that. So a couple things here. It's not what you eat, it's what you absorb. Is your hectic lifestyle making you malnourished? Even if you're taking in a lot of food, that may not be actually absorbing into your bloodstream, helping you to heal up and maintain. You need a natural approach to stress that you can get a recovery phase in. Dr. Holly brought up the power pause, right, Holly?
The power pause is amazing. And I think, Decker, one more thing. It's stress, yes. I mean, without stress, we would all die. But it's also de-stress, yes, as well.
Yes. B5, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C every single day. Find your unburdened place. Counter that stress when it comes in. As you counter that stress, as it comes on, you build your tools. Find that unburdened place. We're going to help you do that at Radio MD. Stay well.